Boker Tov, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Devarim, Shabbat Chazon. Shem Yerachem Alenu B'Ezrat Hashem. Today is Bet Be'av. We're continuing with Midat HaKeter. Now, in Midat HaKeter, we already spoke about two aspects. We spoke about extreme anava. We spoke about being mashpia to other people. And now we're going to speak about Gimal. Number three, Mitzcho. Lo yebo koshi klal, ela yidme tamid. Right now, again, why is he talking about the forehead? The forehead. Where does a person's anger usually manifest itself first? Right. In the forehead. Why? Because the forehead kind of, you know, it wrinkles and it looks tense. A person shouldn't have any tension, any difficulty in the forehead. Ela yidme tamid lametzach aratzon. It should be like the keter, which rests right above the forehead, should, you know, be mechaper everything. What was worn on the Kohen Gadol? What did he wear on the forehead? Tzitz. V'aya al metzach Aaron, that was mechaper on all sorts of averot. Afinu sheimtza b'nei adam ko'asim, yiratzim yashkitim b'ritzono atov. You should use your midah of having a cool forehead. And if you see other angry people, relax them, calm them down, try to appease them. Shekein metzach haratzon utamid rotze umratze hagvurot umetakenam. Kavyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the calmness of the metzach, of obviously it's symbolic, but the symbolic forehead calms down all of the other harsh midot. Af hu yiratze hagiborim umetgaberim chasam v'yinahalem beratzon tov. Many times, obviously, it's talking about ourselves. If we become angry, we have to learn how to control ourselves. But even if we're not the angry ones, even if we find other people who are angry, we should learn. You see, other, you know, people are in Yiddish, it's called tzihitz, right? You see, a person's all fiery and, you know, he's all, you know, who knows what, enraged. Try to take him, calm him down, whatever. That's also part of midotel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so the Chachamim teach us, shelo yiratzeh adam bishat ka'aso. At the time of great anger, let him go. But after it passes, if you see there's still residual anger, that's when you should try to work on it. Try to talk to him, maybe you misunderstood. The Chafetz Chaim has a whole parak on this. Sometimes it's mutar also to try to calm a person down from his anger, to even not believe or accept, but to hear lashon hara in order to use that as a tool to kind of change his perspective. Bishatef sham chokhma gedola lehashbit ha-ka'a shelo ya'avur ha-gevul v'yikalkil chas v'shalom. A person also, you know, can get to degrees of anger. We spoke about this on Friday, if you remember, the midah of kas, right? Vayiktzof Moshe al pekudei chayil. Yeah, when a person's angry, sometimes that anger can even spill over and cross all boundaries, and it can cause tremendous kilkul chas v'shalom, tremendous detriment. V'yaseh dugma l'ratzon ha'ayyon shum imshach min ha'chokhma nifla'a b'mitzchad da'atika. A person should resemble the symbolic forehead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is always ratzon, which is always good-natured and loving, and calms down all of the other harsh midot. V'gam yimashech liot tamid noach lebriot. A person should always be pleasant to people. Shim midotav kashot mitzad echad, ein ben adam lo yitratzu mimenu. Which means, in order to impact people, how do you have to be? To be pleasant with people, nice to people, loving to people. Because if you're harsh with people, if you're, you know, who is more effective in Kiruv? Hillel or Shammai? Hillel. Why? Because Shammai had his midah. His midah was midat ad-din. Aval mikol makom. Hillel was more effective because he was more easygoing. People are always more accepting. If a person gives tochacha, sometimes it's a Batmobile. Anyway, the kitzur. Yeah. Aval mikol makom. When you give musar, how do you give musar? Be'ahava. In order for, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Kemayim ha'panim el ha'panim, ken lev ha'adam el ha'adam. In order for a person to know, if you give a person musar, and you're just trying to bash him over the head, you say you're crazy, you know, you're a fool, whatever, he's going to think you're a fanatic, he's going to walk away from your visit. But if you actually talk to him in a way of love, and you show him that you love him, the tochacha is much easier to be accepted. If you're pleasant with people, people will listen to you. You have much more of an impact on other people.
V'zeh ta'am ha-mishnah, kol sh'ruach ha-beriyot nocha emenu, ruach ha-makom nocha emenu.
What does it mean, the Mishnah, people make a mistake on this Mishnah? What does it mean? Sometimes people think, oh, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, if people like you, that means Hashem likes you. Ma pitom. There's plenty of people that people like, and Hashem hates them, right? Or hates their midot. What does it mean that as when people like you, it's a siman that Hashem likes you? No, kol shurocha beriot nocha imenu. When people like you, in that you're pleasant, rocha makom nocha imenu, Hashem loves you too, because that pleasantness that you exude helps you to impact people, helps you to give musar, and people are going to listen to you. That's a big thing. Now, hadalit, we'll do one more. Dalit, another way to resemble a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kete. Shiyu oznav notot tamid lishmoa hatov. Omnam shem ashav o hamegune lo yikanes behem klal. Kederech shesod ha'azana aliyona en shum tzakat din velo pegam lashon hara nichna sham. In Shamayim, there is a certain hechal, there's a certain level where a Kadosh Baruch Hu is found, that no judgment or prosecution or midat ha-din can enter before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan, the Malach HaMavet, the heavenly prosecutor, is limited only to certain hechalot. But in the hechal ha'ilyon, in the highest level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found, the Satan is not allowed to prosecute there. Only good things, only benefit and defense of Am Yisrael can enter there. So too, a person's ears, a person has to make his ears like the highest hechalot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that nothing bad can enter there. The ears have to be Kodesh as well. What does that mean? No Lashon Hara. I don't want to hear prosecution about Am Yisrael. I don't want to hear ill about Am Yisrael. I don't know if you saw, last week we gave a halacha on Halacha Yomit about the Shamir. Right? You remember the last Mishnah in Masechet Sota says, Mishacharva Bet Mikdash Batla Shamir Benofet Tzufim. The Shamir is a worm. It's a whole, we spoke about the halacha, that a person always has to look for the benefit. It's not good to trash Am Yisrael. We find, the Gemara says, Masechet Yevamot, that Yeshayahu Navi was being chased by Menashe, King Menashe, the wicked. His grandson, yeah. And he was chasing him to kill him. And his soldiers, actually. When he got to a tree, he said Hashem Kodesh. He said one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he got... And they saw him, and they started sawing the tree. And the Gemara says that when the saw reached his lips, parcha nishmato, his neshama came out and he passed away. The Gemara says, why did Yeshayahu Navi pass away like that? Because he once said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oy li ki nidmeti. Says, when he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ma'aseh merkava, he exclaimed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki betoch an teme sefatayim enochi yoshev. Says, I'm dwelling among a nation of impure mouths. Hashem said, ooh, that's not the way you talk about Am Yisrael. Since it wasn't a way of rebuke, and he said prosecution about Am Yisrael, he was punished in that way. A person always has to speak well about Am Yisrael, to hear good things about Am Yisrael. No lashon hara. He says, kach lo yaazin ela tovot v'advarim ha-mo'inim. Hear only good things. Ushar advarim ha-magbirim ka'as lo yaazin aleim klal. The Gemara says, Masechet Ketubot, in the beginning of Masechet Ketubot, that's why the ear, you ever notice that you... Why do you have an earlobe? You ever wonder? Well, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Gemara. You don't need the earlobe to hear, right? You need the ear hole to hear, the ear drum, whatever. What do you have an earlobe? So that if you hear something bad, boom, stuff it up. You don't want to hear. A person should not hear ill or bad things or bad words or natsanua things or prosecution from Am Yisrael. A person should always keep his ears. We're going to get to the eyes also. That's tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. But first, the ears. Keep your ears clear, right? All the bad things that causes earwax to build up. Ushar advarim hamagbirim ka'as ve'azin aleim kilal. Uchmo she'an nachash v'diburo l'shono eno nichnas lema'ala. Just like the nachash. Anytime the Zohar speaks about the chivya rabba, the great snake, who's that a reference to? The Satan. Yeah, the nachash ha-kadmoni, that's the Satan. Hashem doesn't let him trespass. Hashem tells him, get out. Prosecution only in the lower hechal. But in the highest techalot, Hashem says, you can't come. Kach lo yikanes elav shum davar megune. Vayinu lo tisa Hashem ashav. There's nisun in the Torah. Kol shekein she'ar dibur amgune. Shelo yikanes la ozno kelal. Velo tiye kashevet ila ledvarim atovim. Only listen to good things and to beneficial things about Am Yisrael. Bezat Hashem. We'll continue with this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov. Sachar Abba. Yishkoach. יש כוח.